My name is Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a great guest co-host with me. He's been very patient because we've been having a lot of Q&A with our special guest for this whole first hour, UW-Madison Professor of Political Scientist and Law, Howard Schwaber. He is, as I said, a historian, a political scientist, and a lawyer here to help us understand all of the crazy that is basically every day, every hour of the day coming from the Trump administration. Professor, the Emoluments Clause, it has it's short-ish as constitutional provisions go, but it basically says no person holding any office shall, without the consent of Congress, accept any gifts of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. It means the president can't take gifts from foreign countries. So is the, quote, palace in the sky that's coming Donald Trump's way worth some $400+ million from Qatar? That would seem to violate the Emoluments Clause, would it not?
Well, to answer that question, I should go back to last year, 2024, a case called Snyder versus United States, because when Karen Levitt, the White House press secretary, talked about this yesterday, it was really interesting how she began. She said, first of all, this gift of this jet is not legally bribery. And then she said, it also does not violate the Emoluments Clause. The reference to criminal bribery was kind of interesting, and I'm a little surprised I have not seen the media pick up on that as, like, good heavens. And the answer is that last year, the U.S. Supreme Court, and we could have a whole show, and I'd love to, about the Roberts Court and the way it has empowered all of the behaviors by the Trump administration that some of us disapprove of course, people can disagree. Last year, they ruled that not just for the Trump administration, for all politicians, it's not a bribe if you pay someone after the fact that they did something.
Yeah, if it's a tip, it's a tip. It's fine. Good service. Thank you. Here you go.
The gratuity is exactly the analogy that they used, or expression of appreciation. So if a politician passes a law that gives I'm making this up now, this is not specific, but you own a casino and gives your casino an exemption from all environmental regulations, and the next day you make a $500,000 donation to their campaign, that's not a bribe, which is astonishing. A long time ago, a guy named Daniel Patrick Moynihan coined a phrase defining deviancy down. It was a different context. But over the last 20 years, we've seen the courts define corruption down. At this point, the only way to engage in legal bribery is to not only pay somebody, a politician, an official, to pay them to do a specific act ahead of the act with the explicit statement this payment is returned for doing that act. Anything less than that doesn't count. And that's what Levitt, the press secretary, explicitly referred to in her statement to the public. She said, well, there was no payment for a specific act. And again, the fact that that's the bar for a president ought to be the real story here. But the Emoluments Clause comes in second. The Emoluments Clause was the constitutional framers' way to try and get around, they thought, any such attempt to be clever and say, look, you just can't take gifts. Just let's not even have this issue. No U.S. government official can receive gifts. Tributes, gold coins, treasures, for the very, very obvious reason that there exists a blatant potential for conflict of interest. If I give you, a giant golden statue, maybe you'll be better to me in a trade negotiation. Well, one of the patterns we've seen from the Trump administration is that they've taken areas in which past administrations, bipartisan administrations, Democratic and Republican administrations, have been loose and said, well, hey, if you guys were loose with it, we're driving a truck through it. Yeah. So the Clinton Foundation was very sketchy with this stuff, because if I give money to your foundation, is that not something you will personally appreciate? So that could that not influence your attitudes toward me? And Hunter Biden, now he was lying, it appears, but went around trying to sell access and taking money for it. And on the Republican side, there's just simply no shortage, going back at least the Nixon administration, probably much longer, of people making business deals. But the Trump administration has taken this to a level really we've never seen before. Donald Trump Jr. formed an investment fund 2 days after the inauguration that has invested heavily, or accepted investments heavily, into companies, including Elon Musk's companies that have contracts with the United States government and has profited tremendously from those contracts. Does anyone think that steering $10 million to Donald Trump Jr.'s fund or nearly $1 billion in copyright and intellectual property titles to Ivanka Trump during the first administration will not in any way cause Donald Trump to view with favor? Of course not. But we live in this world now of a bipartisan, well-earned cynicism and suspicion about the Emoluments Clause, and B, a lawyerly ability to say, hey, if it doesn't specifically cross what the courts have said, nothing counts. And so Trump has said, well, this isn't a gift to me. It's a gift first to the administration, the Defense Department, and then after I cease being president, it will be given to my library. I will fly around it for the rest of my life. But it wasn't technically, legally, officially a gift to me personally. So there's no reason the Constitution should care, because after all, that can't possibly be the basis for corruption.
Even the media is having a hard time deciding how to cover this. That was the amazing thing to me on the story. The New York Times talked about it in a headline. The subhead just said this raises substantial ethical issues. Right. It was a little more than that.
I saw that. That was extraordinary. I really wish people would go back to the first part of Levitt's statement. This is not a criminal bribe. The fact that the
press secretary... You have to say it.
It's... Right, the White House press secretary, and not, by the way, asked about it. You know, could this,
right. Those no, just offers it up. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if it, right?
Don't worry, nothing to see here.
If it quacks, it has webbed feet, it has feathers and a duck bill, I suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that it's a freaking duck. Just happens to be outright corruption. We cannot wait to have Professor Howard Schwaber back on the Maggie Dawn Show. What good fun. We have another amazing guest to talk to us about the crisis of childcare in Wisconsin coming up next. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.